technology. Hello, everyone. So our next speaker is one of my very good friends and a BGS team member and an AstroCore team member as well. His name is Elian, and he's going to talk about GESS. Astro.
Wait, wasn't that a surprise? All right, let me check that I'm not in the screen. Okay, hello everyone. Hope you're doing good. I'm doing good. I'm just a little bit tired. I just flew in from Poland over Zurich because I had a conference yesterday as well. So if I sometimes struggle with words, I'm sorry, I'm tired. Also, I'm in AstroCore. Astro is this framework. I'll talk about that in a minute. But also, I'm in the React Brussels and BGS team. I don't know if you've ever been to our conferences. That's here in Belgium. I was actually born here in Brussels and now live in Ghent. But also, those guys are the same ones that actually organized this dev room. So maybe let's give them a quick round of applause as well. Yes. And they actually both left, so they have no idea. But that's good. I also do my own meetups in Ghent, so if you live in Ghent or in Belgium overall, you're always welcome at our meetups. They're free. If you want to follow me after this or want to ask some question that you didn't get time to, feel free to follow me online. It's @AelianCoach on all platforms. So that should be easy. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. What is Astro? Who has heard of Astro? Oh, wow. That is a lot. I asked the same question yesterday. There were like three hands. Who has actually used Astro? Okay, that's also a lot. Who is on the latest release of Astro? Okay, still good, still good. And who is using Astro professionally? Nice. Okay. No, that's what I was expecting. That's fine, that's fine. Cool. Okay, so it's a personal experience, probably. Okay, that's good. Okay, cool. So we call Astro the framework for content-driven development. There are a couple of reasons that we say that, and I hope that will be clear to you after the talk. See it as being a comparable framework to Nuxt or Next. It's a meta framework, as we sometimes call them. There is a lot of discussion over should we call them meta frameworks. But let's call it that for now. We can later discuss on Twitter if it's, well, on X, if it's actually called a meta framework or not. This is what it looks like. This is the Astro syntax. Basically, everything that you want to write in JavaScript or in TypeScript, we support TypeScript, goes in between the front matter at the top, the dashes. That's always server-side. I'll explain that a little bit later, but it's a very familiar syntax. It's basically JavaScript at the top, or TypeScript if you prefer, and below it's just a JSX-like syntax. It's not really JSX, it looks like JSX, but you can use class, so it's an improved JSX. Why is it ideal for content-driven? Well, it is because it's better for SEO and for meta tags and all of that stuff, because we ship 0 kilobytes of JavaScript by default. There is a few catches with that. We were one of the first frameworks to take this approach, but by now we're surely not the only one. And sometimes a better tool fits a better use case, or there is a different tool, that's totally fine. If you want to discuss that, we can totally do that after this talk. Think of your traditional framework application approach. You write something in, let's say, Next.js or in Nuxt. It typically looks like this. It doesn't always, we have now React Server components and stuff, but I'm not going to account for that. All of these components require JavaScript, or TypeScript and compiled to JavaScript. And that is actually really weird, because there is a couple of stuff here that is completely static and doesn't need JavaScript. For instance, the footer, it's just basic A tags, whatever. The header, maybe it's just an A tag that refers to your homepage. Or an image, why do I need JavaScript to render an image? That doesn't make sense. So what we do with Astro is basically we compile it all down to static HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, if you want to. More on that later. Basically, you have to remember HTML first. So what if you need JavaScript? You probably want some interactivity, right? You probably want to add a button, a hamburger button, dropdowns, all of that stuff. What if you need interactivity? Well, of course, that is possible. We have a directive for that. It's called client. And that gives you a few options on how to control interactivity and tell the compiler when and how to hydrate components. I listed a couple. There are more. But I'm going to quickly just go over these. Client only is very easy. It just skips our compiler completely and ships JavaScript, as you would in React. Client media will only hydrate a component when a given media query is met. Think of it like mobile-only buttons, hamburger buttons, all of those don't require JavaScript to render on our desktop side because you don't even see them. We have client idle, which will only hydrate components when the main thread is idle, when it's doing nothing, so basically free for your CPU. Client load will just say, hey, I need JavaScript, send it to me. Then we also have a couple others like client visible that will only hydrate when a component is actually in the viewport. That makes sense. So what we actually can do in Astro, think of this as the basic HTML page I was talking about earlier, we can ship JavaScript to just a couple of components. Maybe an image slider, we need some things there. Maybe we need some header links, whatever, that are dynamic. We can do that. Of course, we are an open source thing, so you can build your own stuff. You can plug that into Astro. And of course, you all know, as developers, if you let them free, they will come up with weird shit. One of those is Astro Client when it's raining in New York. This will basically, like it says in the name, it will hydrate your component, but only when it's raining in New York. Cool stuff. Ben built this, Ben of the Astro Core team, as like an implementation to show off how it works. But it's possible, like it's fun, it's cool. There is a lot of creativity to be explored here. We call that concept islands. Islands basically referring to a component that's completely isolated from your other components. But we come with one twist. We have seen the Astro syntax, but the components that you want on your client side, you can actually build in other frameworks. You say, add React to my Astro website, and then you can use React components inside of your Astro website. Or you want to use Vue, or you want to use Svelte, or maybe both of them together. That is possible. I won't say that it's a recommended thing to do. My thing disconnected here. Okay. It's not a recommended thing to do, but it is possible. But by default, without a client hydration, if you use a React component on Astro, it will still compile down to static HTML at build time, by default. That's basically what makes Astro fast. There is, of course, a lot more. What I show you now is basically only the static generation side of things. That's the default. But we have so much more. And just in 2023, that was a crazy year for us. We did a lot of stuff. We shipped 3 major versions. And we have reasons for that. And I'll go over them like very quickly. I'll show you what we did and how we improved the life of Astro developers. So in January, I did my first real international Astro talk at JS World. Eamon, you were there, right? With Omar? Yes. We just shipped Astro 2. Astro looked completely different from the Astro that it is now. What we shipped? We shipped more than just the features that I'm going to share, but basically, these are the important ones. We shipped a new CLI. Our CLI, I think it's crazy. It's crazy good. It's super clear. It's really easy. We just asked you a couple of questions, and on those questions, we set up a template for you. A couple of questions are, of course, do you plan to use TypeScript? Yes. What kind of TS config do you want? Do you want strict, strictest, loose, default, whatever you call it? You can do all of that. But also, since we are so open source minded, we also have released that as a client library, well, not a client library, CLI library on its own. That's called Clack. That's built by Nate, one of our core members. Built that in a weekend, and now it's used in different projects, and it's actually amazing. Cool to see that there is like a couple of different projects that came from Astro. We shipped content collections. That was actually one of the biggest ones. Content collections give you a type-safe way of working with Markdown, MDX, and all of the other Markdown flavors, even Markdoc, for instance. This is probably very familiar to you. This is Zod. And Zod is this client, well, not client, but this library that basically checks your types on a schema. That's what you do here. And because that's type safe, we can also error check way better. That I'm going to show you in a minute. This is how it looks like. So you get all the IntelliSense goodies, you get all the auto completion and all of that good stuff. We added hybrid rendering. So I was speaking about, as a super clear, you can instantly see what's wrong. In your blog, the astrotutorial.mdx front matter does not match collection scheme. You instantly know what's wrong. What file is it? Oh, its title is required in astrotutorial.mdx. You instantly know what's wrong and where it's wrong. You fix it, done. Then we launched Astro 3. I think that was in August, if I remember correctly. we ship view transitions. View transitions are this super, super cool thing. Who has ever used view transitions? A couple of people, not too much. Who knows about view transitions? Okay, that's a couple more. What's the reason that you didn't use them? Yell something.
Time.
Okay. Okay, yes, browser support. I was going to expect that one. Yes, it's not supported by all browsers yet. But what we do with Astro is we polyfill a little, and then it works. At least the basics work. And what view transitions are, for the ones that didn't put their hand up, it actually looks like this. So Astro basically does this SSG MPA page. But they actually, with view transitions, you can make an MPA with basically all static HTML files feel like SPA with client-side navigation, even though you're not shipping that to the browser. The browser will always do this by its own. Basically, really simply explained, it takes a screenshot and the screenshot of your next page and transitions in between both of them. But you can do crazy shit with that. And I brought the demo with me. It's not built by me, but I have it with me. Can I do it like that? Okay. Give me a second here. You can all see this? Okay. Switch page. Yes. So, as I was saying, browser support is a hard thing, but you can do shit like this. So this is a multi-page application, still. When I press north, look what happens. Damn it. Okay, let me fix that. I wasn't expecting that to happen, actually. Will it work? Yes, okay, now we're there. So if I go back to south page, it's basically south.html. Look what happens. All of that animation is coming from the browser. There is no client-side hydration happening here. This is insane. I don't know if you're excited as I am. Yes, some people, okay. Not too much. It's fine. But still, it works also with like the navigation API. So if at the top, I don't know how well you know Arc, but at the top I have just the basic buttons forward, backwards. That also should work. Yes. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Now let me go back to the presentation if I can get that back here. Okay. There we are. And connecting. Yes. The craziest about all of that is actually from you as an end user. Well, end users are typically the clients that use the website, but I mean as a developer that will use that feature. It's only two lines of code. It's really easy to implement, and we make it so easy for you to ensure that you have the best developer experience possible. A couple of other things, of course, if you think statically, you don't have middleware, you don't have all of this edge stuff, we added that as well. And the good thing is you can always create faster responses for your users anywhere in the world, wherever they are. But those are always like the catchwords with edge stuff, right? It's also a little bit of a smaller runtime, so it's a little bit more difficult than that, but you get the point. Image optimizing. Images are hard, can be really hard, like in the browser sometimes. What we did is actually we released a virtual module, actually, which is Astro Assets. And you basically just import your image, just like you would do with a component, then use it as a source, and it will automatically output a optimized WebP image. But of course, a lot of people came complaining, and were like, where is picture? We need picture. We brought picture. And then actually you can do formats with it. So if you want to use AVIF, because that's even faster and actually not supported in all browsers, but you have a fallback to WebP, which is supported in all browsers, then we'll take care of that for you. So it's really easy for you to define and optimize the small bits of your website that are lagging behind. That's at least how I get. Also, we did a major refactoring of our internals, the JSX internals. And because of that, we also got another 75 performance improvement, which is great, but also brought this. I don't know how many of you are familiar with fast refresh. It's amazing. If you don't see what's happening here, that's good, because then you're living a good life. What actually happens is, does anyone ever like build a dialogue, for instance? You click on it, you have the dialogue goes open, then you change some text, and suddenly it's gone again, and you have to re-go through the whole flow again. That's the problem with state. Actually, what fast refresh does, for all JSX, in our case, it will actually remind the state. So While you're typing, the state will update and you won't like have to go through the flow all over again. So it's basically quality of life upgrade for you as a developer. Page partials. It wasn't intentionally built for it, but of course we have all the HTMX hype. And actually this is possible now with Astro because of page partials. You just ship one thing, no HTML tag, no head tag, no body tag, just what you wrote in HTML, and that makes using HTMX in Astro possible. Then we'll have Starlight. Who has heard of Starlight? Less people than Astro. Okay. But there were a lot of people about Astro. What is one thing that you can name about Astro that is good? Documenting.